Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Thank you for listening. Radio 94.1, the free Odyssey app, streaming live on YouTube. Hello to the YouTube folks. So, we're not at Chickies today. We normally are on Mondays, but we'll be there on Wednesday for Birds at the Bye. In fact, we'll all be there. The morning show, the midday show, us and ESPN. Elliot Shore Parks from 6 to 8. It all benefits the Travis Mannion Foundation. That is Wednesday at Chickies in South Philly. The Top 5-5 is sponsored by Roto-Rooter. When plumbing problems hit, wrap them up quick and call Roto-Rooter. Their team tackles clogs and leaks so you can stay in the game. Roto-Rooter, your MVP for plumbing solutions.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
All right, let's get to it. The best things that happened over the weekend.
We're all waiting on the candy story.
Everyone's waiting for the candy discourse. We'll get to it.
Okay.
Number five, one of the newer bits on this show is, I don't know, Jim.
Which is Tony Romo.
Talking to Jim Nantz.
Jim Nantz, if you didn't know.
Yeah. Well, he was back yesterday.
And credit to you for just forcing that bit in.
You were
going to keep hammering it until we bought in. And now I'm in on
it. So.
I'm obsessed with it. Yep. I'm obsessed with Romo and the noises he makes. And he brought a new one yesterday.
And you'll see right here. Hold, and then another hold right there. I think it was...
What is he doing? Is he still the highest paid color commentator in sports?
It's Troy.
Troy, No,
actually, Westmacaulay took over. I'm sorry.
Collinsworth?
Brady.
And he's an owner of a team.
Yeah, Brady's getting 37 a year.
And he owns the Raiders.
Right.
Yeah. Romo, not weird at all.
Romo, I guess, set the standard for contracts. And then
Aikman was like, are you kidding me?
And then Collinsworth.
That guy, $20 million a year?
I won three Super Bowls.
Exactly. I won three Super Bowls.
And Aikman is the best. He is the class of all of them. He is awesome.
I like Collinsworth a lot.
He's fine.
The one that's actually starting to irk me, mostly because he took down Carson, is Kirk Herbstreit.
Kirk Herbstreit.
I mean,
you know, he used to be one of my guys.
I know. I used to love, Herbie on college football is fine.
It's better, yeah.
When he was talking about Carson's a bad leader, he's out there with a separated shoulder. I mean,
a little over the top.
Yeah, a little over the top.
Guys out
Bronco.
There laying on the line for the team.
Literally, the Broncos getting, you know.
Taking out the
pasture.
Not literally.
Not literally.
Definitely figuratively.
And Herbie's just stomping all over the grave. Definitely not literally. He's still with us.
Also figuratively.
Wore a Foles hat. Everything's fine. See you at the reunion. It's so bad.
Romo, man.
He's something.
I swear I was listening to that, to the commentating yesterday, waiting on the whole.
Wait for it.
Jim,
was waiting on it.
It's always a review. It's always a review.
It's always a review.
And they go to Gene Steratore, you know.
Speaking of going the reviews and going to the whoever the ref person is.
It'd be Mike Pereira.
So there's Pereira, Gene
Steratore.
Is there another
guy?
There's
one other guy.
And then the one that drives me up the wall is Jay Feely as the kicking expert.
Oh, I haven't seen
that. That's when the broadcast has gone too far.
Yeah.
Well, you were saying the bootlicker thing. The ref experts are always bootlickers.
Dude. Always. But they never disagree.
And they never want to they should have to make a call before the call comes in.
I'm at home yelling, that's a catch! Yeah. That's a catch! And this guy's like, I don't know, I can see
what he did. I can see what he said.
But I tell you what, that's the best job in sports. They don't have to be right or wrong. It doesn't matter.
Nope.
Yeah.
It's just there.
You could say whatever. There's no accountability for anything they say.
What's he looking at here? I'll tell you what he's looking at. Same thing I'm looking at.
What's the other guy's the guy who said he was tired of the tush push?
Yes.
Dean Blandino.
That's the one.
And he used to run all the refs. That was his job. And then he got out of it. He's horrible.
King bootlicker, Dean Blandino.
Yeah, he's a one seed.
Yeah.
The fourth best thing that happened over the weekend was Spike got me in Sixers Twitter on Friday night. I made a slight Embiid troll.
Yeah,
and Spike quote tweeted me. Next thing I saw, Embiid season 49 quote tweeting me. All the Embiid heads came out in full force.
Well, you it's very dangerous, and Ike knows this. You're going to make a declarative statement during a game. You got to be prepared for that to be wrong.
Yep.
So Jack tweets, another run comes when Embiid's off the floor.
Yep.
Then immediately, Embiid comes in the game the second half. They cut the lead from 11 to 3, and then the lead builds back up when he goes out. Then he comes in again and brings him all the way back.
I saw it.
It was a tough one for the narrative.
Yep.
I saw it, and I'm like, why? Why the tweet?
He's staking his claim.
Yeah.
He's got a bona over there.
We got a little bona.
And by the way, it's always the basketball tweets where you're wrong at.
Oh, 100%.
When you jump out there early, it's always the basketball tweets.
Yeah, it's always tough. I have my people. Right. Yeah. They have my corner.
But I sent you into our
people. Yeah. I don't like it. I don't like it. I love Embiid. Anyway. But the third best thing that happened over the weekend, and this genuinely put a smile on my face. I saw Ike and I saw Embiid live tweeting the World Series games as it was happening. And Embiid saying, Embiid seems like a psycho baseball fan, which
loves baseball.
I love when, the stars start tweeting about other sports and Ike's doing the I told you the Dodgers weren't dead yet thing, which is great.
Everybody's in.
Baseball's having a moment.
It is.
Baseball's having a moment.
Great time for a lockout,
it makes it
guys.
It seems like I don't watch baseball.
No, you do. But it's like when I get you to tweet, I feel like mostly Phillies.
That's all I tweet about is Phillies.
Yeah. Right. You involved in a World Series game, I think, was it.
Yeah. And baseball's going to ruin it when they, in 2027, when they lose an entire season.
They can't do it.
They cannot do it.
They can't do it.
I'll do one better for you, Fritzy, on that World Series. I think I must have watched at least 4 of the games.
Wow. Really?
Yes.
It was a really good series.
The only one I don't think I saw was...
Well, the 18-inning game.
The 18-inning game. Was that 4 or 5?
That was 4, I believe.
That was 4. And I didn't see 5. So 4 and 5 I didn't see. 1, 2, 3, 5, and 6 I watched.
Yeah.
I mean, 6 and 7 I watched.
If you're a Blue Jays fan, you just... There are so many moments like the Kirkering moment that you just replay in your head over and over and over again. The ball getting caught in the bottom of the wall.
Yeah.
You know?
I thought was the correct call. I mean, you're always taught that as a kid.
So I went and I read the rule book.
Of course.
And
of course he did.
Well, and it was the correct call. People were making it out to be that the ball has to be stuck and you can't retrieve it.
Right.
That's not what the rule says.
That's not what the rule says.
Yeah, so it was the right call. And there are other instances where you see players doing that when it gets caught in there. Yeah.
It's what you're taught to do.
Yep.
The Paez catch in center field.
That was crazy.
If you're a Blue Jays.
Right after the play in the plate?
Yeah.
If that happened here, if we had a series like that and the Phillies lost, I wouldn't be alive.
No, yeah.
it's just horrible.
What did you think of the decision to bunt IKF? I thought it was the right thing.
Yeah, you want to extend the game.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right? And I think you saw Kershaw warming up.
Yeah.
So you feel like you're in a pretty good spot.
Yep.
And Yamamoto didn't have that many pitches left. So, I don't know. I think we've got... It's tough. Yeah. I think we've gotten too anti-bunt, in my opinion.
Yeah.
But, you know, it is what it is.
Isaiah, and just remember from watching him as a Yankee, Isaiah Kinerfalefa is a horrible hitter.
Yeah, horrible.
Yeah, I'll take him bunting. It was a great bunt, too.
It wasn't a dynamite bunt.
Yeah.
The second best thing that happened over the weekend was seeing Elliot in London. Elliot's in London in front of the Buckingham Palace with a video about Jalen Phillips holding a coffee with his girl sunglasses. Yeah.
In his lad era.
Yeah, I mean, very sassy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Girl,
it's so true.
You want to know about Jalen Phillips?
And then Emmanuel Acho quote tweets him,
yeah,
which is funny.
Well, I forgot he was over there until I saw that video.
Yep.
I'm like, oh, that's right. He's over in London.
Yep.
It's good to have our Eagles beat reporter, you know, as trades are going on.
Well, there's no way he's going to be insider of, what is it?
Insider of the year? No.
The what's the weekly one?
But the power rankings. Yeah, he's not going to be number one.
No.
Well, also, they gave that Jalen Phillips rumor to everybody this weekend. Everybody had it this weekend.
So Cameron Wolf, I believe, was the first that I saw.
And then everyone's taking, like I said, I saw Zach Berman pull a, like I said in my article. It's like you said, like everybody said.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, no offense. I like Zach Berman.
You are keeping tabs.
Yeah, come on. Let's not like I said on this one. And I was thinking about this in the hallway just before we get to number one, which I know is a big one. I was thinking about as I was walking when Elliot the last time he was in England and he had the other haircut and he had the one haircut for one day and he came back and it was all we wanted to talk about with him is crush him for his new haircut.
It was a horrible haircut.
Yeah, his lad era.
Wasn't he just there over the summer
to see Oasis? Yeah.
So why is he back again?
I don't know. He's taking a little vacation for his birthday.
I know.
What's the end of the road?
How much are we paying this guy?
Oh, yeah. Come on, man.
He's almost 40, so you gotta get these birthdays in while you can.
Yep. They don't matter anymore. Very soon.
Very soon. But number one best thing that happened over the weekend is of course the organic candy.
Did you know that parents rank teaching financial literacy as the toughest life skill? That's where Greenlight comes in, the debit card and money app made for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and track spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn how to earn, save, and spend responsibly, while parents have peace of mind knowing smart money habits are being built with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Was a hit. It was funny, though.
A hit?
Well, really, I don't know if it was a hit. It was the talk of the neighborhood.
I don't know if it was a hit.
It was the talk of the neighborhood. I went to the first little house party we were at, and every one of the dads is like, I saw the reel. You know, like, we're going to your house. We're getting the candy. Way bigger hit with the dads than the parents. Than the kids.
The kids
gave them up quick.
The parents don't have to eat them, yeah.
No, I know. But then I started passing around. So you got to try it. The one dad showed up at my house. So he's like, is this where the famous gummies are? I was like, yeah.
Like, what type of gummies are you looking for?
Yeah. Easy there. But yes, everyone in the new neighborhood, very aware of the organic gummies.
Well, you talked about on the radio for a week.
Yeah.
Leading
I'm
up to it.
Everybody went lined up outside the house.
There was at our house, there was one candy that I went to Jetro in South Philly to buy the candy. It's like a restaurant supply place. And I'm just grabbing boxes of stuff I know. I grabbed one box of something. I don't even know what it is. Turned out the kids were like delirious over it. I only had one box of it. It's some gummies that come with a thing of like goo that you put on the gummy or something.
Oh God.
A true disgusting only kids could eat it thing. But like and they heard that they had it and just swarming. So do you have any more of the goo drippy gummies?
Goo drippy gummies.
Yeah.
I didn't have any incidents at the house.
Everything was cool.
Everything seemingly went well.
Yeah. There's one 9-year-old my wife didn't like very much because the kid walked up, didn't say happy Halloween, didn't say trick or treat, said, where's the candy?
See, that's an annoying one.
Apparently, she said to the kid, where do you think the candy is? The candy was right in front of him.
Yeah. It's always one kid.
Yep. Oh, yeah. But mostly in my neighborhood, they were mostly polite.
Mostly polite.
Yeah, yeah.
Although somebody did the old dump the rest of the candy in the bag thing on me at the end.
Oh, really?
Yeah, somebody did.
Oh, because you don't sit out there. You do the one.
Yeah.
Oh.
So it worked for up to about 8.
Okay, well, you know.
That's what I'm saying. Like, yeah, it was at the end.
You get to 8, I'd rather the candy be gone anyway at that point.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I was not upset at all.
I was sitting on the front step with my laptop watching the Sixers while they were taking the candy on the front step.
Nice. Like a true sports guy.
Yeah. This hour is sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Buy a window or door. Get the second at half off with 18 months of interest-free financing. Call Guided Door and Window at 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. Raji in Philly. You're on WIP. What's up, Raj?
Yo, what's up, fellas, man? Since you're talking about music, I had to call in. I got a good cover song. But I just want to say, man, I think Jack should be getting some pay from other shows, man, because everybody talks about his gummies. Like, he starts some, like... It's just like some chain reaction that you guys start, and then everybody else starts talking about what you guys talk about. So, I'm cool with him. I'm cool with him taking that half day or whatever you called it. So,
no, we're not cool with him taking that half day.
No,
it was fine. It was great.
Full vacation day.
No, it was perfectly fine.
And Raji, the thing that you're talking about, where everybody talks about what we talk about on the radio. It's like, of course, you know, that's what this show is.
Right,
yeah. Come on, man.
Yeah. I know. It's got to make sure your head gets out that door, you know.
Look.
Hey, it's all good. It's all good, man. You got to, you know. I appreciate the content. You know, I'm glad you brought up boy bands because I was like, when the boy bands like those, you know, they get kind of played out or they get kind of old and they start losing their luster, like, you know, the Backstreet and NSYNC, like they get too old, so they can't really appeal to the crowd
like,
anymore.
They don't look like a boy band anymore. Yeah.
Yeah. That reminds me of like the Phillies. Like they were kind of cute in like 2022 and then they kind of like getting kind of old and like played out. Like, you know what I mean?
It happens to kids in sitcoms too. That's when they had to go get Leonardo DiCaprio in Growing Pains because the other kids got bigger and they got to go get a new little cute kid or whatever.
Yep.
Now the boy bands have a revival now that all their fans are older too. So you know, NSYNC's not around anymore, but Backstreet Boys
are they still touring?
They're cooking. Okay. They're playing at the Sphere in Vegas, and the tickets they invite them back for 3 other weeks. The cheapest ticket I see on because I said me and Val go. You know, we Backstreet Boys we love Backstreet Boys. Cheapest ticket I see on Ticketmaster like $1,000 to get into the Sphere.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, they're cooking.
Yeah, because they know we all got jobs now. We all got money. We're in the
Well, I don't $1,000 for a ticket money. I'll tell you that.
Your wife might get, you know, I feel you. Like, I get that, too. It's like, oh, my God, Backstreet's back. They're, like, on Ozempic and 60 years old. So,
yeah.
All right. So I'm like.
What's your cover song, Raj?
Yo, I mean, because he passed away, and I know you love R&B music, Spike, D'Angelo.
He
did a Cruisin', which was a Smokey Robinson.
Ooh,
dude, that
nice.
Is. Yeah. That cover is so
that's
good.
That's nice, Raji. That's a good one.
So that's from Brown Sugar, the first D'Angelo album. Mm-hmm. That was the first D'Angelo song I ever heard, that cover of Cruisin'.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then he did Lady.
Yep.
Yeah. Now that's Oh, that's a great cover of Smokey Robinson.
Oh, it's so good. Yeah. It's so good. Yeah, he did that justice. He truly did. 215-592-9494. Frank in Penn Valley. You're on WIP. What's up, Frank? Frank.
Come on, Frank.
Frank the Tank. Yes. Yeah, what's up, Frank?
Oh, Frank the Tank. That's my wife calls me.
All right.
Anyway.
It's called a big dose of D.
I will second that last caller. Because that was that's a good call, that cover by D'Angelo.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah,
yeah.
But that is not who I was going to say. I'm going a little bit for Jalen for number one, the song One by U2.
That's a
but
cover.
It's covered by Johnny Cash, and it's amazing.
But didn't Johnny Cash do a whole album of covers, right? That's where the Hurt cover came from. Yeah, I didn't know he covered one. Yeah.
It's amazing. It may rival the original.
I hate U2, so I bet it could rival the original.
Oh, you're not a U2 guy?
Nah, I like four U2 songs.
And then an album for Ike that's also really good, a band that is, I don't know if you ever listened to Fishbone.
No. There's no way Ike's listening to Fishbone.
he was just talking about Fishbone.
Truth and Soul from 88. Amazing album.
Yeah, Fishbone's a good band. There's no way that... were you calling about the Eagles at all, or you just want to talk about cover songs? I just want to make sure you could talk
about cover songs.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I go to all the home games. But,
okay. Yeah, but, all right. Okay, I just want to make sure. All right. Yeah.
Good call, Frank.
Yeah, I don't want to be presumptuous and say that you don't know Fishbone.
Yeah. I don't know.
Probably Fishbone. Not listen to Fishbone. Yeah.
I don't even know Fish. Isn't that a group too?
Fish is a group, but that's spelled P-H-I-S-H.
I knew that.
Yes.
Yep. Seltzer's seen him 160 times.
Yeah. Like a big old loser.
Very nice.
Wow. Well, Fish is okay. But the people that are really into it. Well, they go a billion times.
Well, it's like the Grateful Dead.
Well, I'm debating to go see New Edition again.
Oh, you should go see New Edition, though.
Well, no, I see them. I've seen them at least 8 times.
Eight's not that many.
Yeah, that's what I look at.
Yeah, you should keep going. Yeah. Well, you only live once, I guess. But that's why you shouldn't spend so much time going to Fish concerts. It's like, I get it. You like weed.
Yeah. Matter of fact, Boys to Men is with New Edition.
Really?
So they're doing Tony Braxton, Boys to Men, and New Edition.
Really? Where's that?
Well, they got Lear Corps Center.
Okay.
The Newark at the Prudential Center.
Oh, Prudential Center.
Or Baltimore.
Oh, okay.
So it's one of those three that I'm deciding which one I want to go to.
And then you're going to the Barefoot Country Festival. Looking forward to that.
Forgot about that.
Yeah, man.
Wow. You guys talk about me going to concerts.
Summer of Ike.
Well, you have inspired me.
Yeah,
I'm sure.
Every time I look up, you're going to a concert.
Yeah, well, you only live
once. No, again, he doesn't want to go to concerts.
He wants to
buy tickets and go home.
He goes by himself.
I went with Battle last week. He got... Okay, we should... This is funny.
Yep.
So we go to this show. It's at it's a band that we know, but they're doing like sort of a quiet tour. They're doing like quiet versions of songs.
So they don't play music.
They do. It's just
it's
noisy.
Quiet music.
It's like acoustic versions of the songs. So
that's not a cappella.
No, that's not a cappella.
No, quartet.
So it's at this place at 9th and Filbert called City Winery, which is a restaurant upstairs, but they have a venue downstairs.
Okay.
It's all seated, so you have actual tickets, but they're at tables, right? So we get there, and our seats, this is how you buy tickets there, are next to each other. Sure. You're sitting across from two people. Battle sees that the seats are next to each other, and he's so uncomfortable that he has to sit next to me, like as if we're on a date or something.
You don't want people to think.
Does it? Yeah. Even though the whole venue is people sitting next to each other, you would feel more comfortable sitting next to a stranger across than sitting next to me. He just has no idea how to handle.
Oh my God!
And it threw him all off. He's looking at the menu. He can't decide what he wants to eat because he doesn't want anybody to think we're dating.
Two married men.
Yeah, two married men, just there to see a rock band, and you know no one's thinking that battle. But I could tell we walk up to it, and you could see him, and he's like, "These two?"
Yeah.
I'm like, "Yes."
Well, it's like you with the movie, right?
Yes. Well, you wanted me to buy three seats so you could we could put a blank one in between the two of us?
Yeah, but at least Hugh's a little bit bigger. I mean, Battle's a normal size.
Well, yeah, but Hugh's bigger. He still fits in the seat.
He does. Battle's kind of like a cat.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like a little skittish.
Yes. Wants to know that you like him, but doesn't want you to come near him.
No. Yeah. Don't get close.
Yeah. Battle. I'd forgotten what it's like to go out with him. Everything's a thing, man. With Battle. Worse than me.
He's one of those guys.
Oh, way worse than me. Way worse than me. It's a place where you can order food, you know, right before and the waiter comes over and he looks at me and he goes, I don't know what to get. Dude, there's seven things. Get a burger.
Order wings.
Yeah, order a burger. I don't want the burger. There, I've just knocked one thing off the list for you, buddy.
Yeah. From.
All right, 205-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.